Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian as airs with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this beautiful fall day.
Yeah, it looks like we got a nice weekend planned. Before we get to our recipe of the week, have to ask, how was your Halloween earlier this week, I guess, if you will? Because it was kind of a rainy night. Did you get many trick-or-treaters?
You know what? It was rainy, Jamie, but those trick-or-treaters, they toughed it out. We had, I think, maybe about 50, which is a pretty good turnout for where we live. And the cats, I managed to get Halloween costumes on for about 3 minutes, and then they wanted them off.
But that was a very adorable photo of your one cat there.
Thank you. Yes, I got lots of really great feedback on that. So I think that's a tradition we'll have to uphold every year.
All right. Well, we're into November now and into, well, I mean, it's been almost unseasonably mild, but we have had chilly nights for sure.
Exactly. And you know what? Those chilly nights have got me thinking about soup, because there's nothing like a delicious soup to warm you up on a beautiful fall day, and even better when they can feature local produce. So this week's recipe does just that. It's called Spiced Up Butternut Squash Soup.
Okay, spice up your life. There you go. Okay, Sydney, take it away.
To make this recipe, first you're going to cook one chopped onion, a few cloves of minced garlic, and 2 teaspoons of curry powder in a little bit of canola oil over medium heat. Now the curry powder is going to give this soup a little bit of a heat, but it's definitely not going to be spicy. And then once the onions have started to soften, you're going to add a few cups of cubed butternut squash, 3 cups of vegetable broth, and 2 tablespoons of either cilantro or parsley. You're going to bring that to a boil, then reduce your heat and simmer for about 25 minutes. Finally, remove your soup from the heat, let it cool a little bit, and then puree your soup until smooth in a food processor or blender, or you could also use an immersion blender as well. Ladle it into bowls and stir in a few spoonfuls of plain Greek yogurt and sprinkle some crunchy pumpkin seeds on top before serving, and enjoy.
It sounds great. It's just warming me up talking about it. But when you talk about things like curry powder, I mean, there's the idea that, oh, it's going to be now too spiced up or too hot, but that's not necessarily the case.
Exactly. Curry powder is such an amazing spice. There's so much depth of flavor there. And the great part is that you can really control how spicy it is. And truly, with the amount that's in this recipe, it does just warm your palate a little bit. And if you even wanted to throw in some cinnamon as well, that would just add even more flavor to this soup.
Okay, we'll have that recipe of the week available on our socials, of course, our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, there's a free webinar coming up later this month.
There is. So like I've mentioned the past couple of weeks, my dietetic intern will be hosting a free 45-minute webinar on November 23rd at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be on the topic of gut health. So if you're interested in learning more about probiotics and prebiotics and whether you need to take them or what might be right for you, I would highly suggest you check out this webinar, and the link to register for that is on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zares.
It sounds like an interesting topic, gut health, an introduction to probiotics and prebiotics. Again, that's happening, a free webinar. Links, of course, on her Facebook page. Sydney, anything else on the go? More webinars and more sessions coming up, of course?
You know what? I will be planning some more fall programming, so stay tuned for that. I will be announcing that over the next couple of weeks, and we might also have a new PC Optimum deal coming up as well. So I will keep everyone updated on that too.
All right, sounds perfect. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zares with our recipe of the week and so much more as always. Sydney, thanks so much and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. I hope everyone enjoys the beautiful weather this weekend.
Perfect. That's great. That's great. What is the difference between probiotics and prebiotics?